When most people think of a nuclear strike, they picture the blinding flash and the massive blast wave. While those dangers are very real, the truth is that for most people living miles from ground zero, the greatest threat isn't the explosion itself. It's the radioactive fallout that follows. Fallout is made up of tiny particles of dirt, debris, and radioactive material that get sucked up into the air by the blast and then rain back down to Earth. These particles can travel for miles on the wind and settle over homes, streets, and entire cities. Exposure to this fallout can cause severe radiation sickness and death, but here is the good news: much of it is survivable if you know what to do and act fast. The actions you take in the minutes and hours after a nuclear detonation can mean the difference between life and death. This is not about luck. It's about knowledge and preparation. Throughout this guide, we will walk you through the critical steps to protect yourself and your family, all built around one simple life-saving mantra: get inside, stay informed. Let's break down exactly what you need to know before disaster ever strikes. The first 15 minutes, your critical window. When a nuclear detonation occurs, the clock immediately starts ticking. The first 15 minutes are the single most important window you have to protect yourself. Understanding why can help you act without hesitation when it matters most. After the initial blast, the explosion pulls dirt, debris, and radioactive particles high into the atmosphere. This forms the classic mushroom cloud. But what goes up must come down. Within about 10 to 15 minutes, these radioactive particles, known as fallout, begin to descend back to the ground. The heaviest and most dangerous particles fall first, close to the detonation site, but the wind can carry lighter particles for many miles. Once fallout starts settling, it accumulates quickly, coating everything outdoors in an invisible, deadly dust. The radiation it gives off is at its strongest right after the blast, which is exactly why getting to safety before it lands is so critical. Get inside and add mass between you and the fallout. The moment you recognize a nuclear event has occurred, whether from a blinding flash, a distant blast, or an emergency alert, your goal is simple: get indoors immediately and move to the safest part of the building. The safest place is the most central, lower-level part of a sturdy structure. Think basements or the interior center of a large concrete or brick building. The reason is something experts call mass. Radiation cannot easily pass through thick, dense materials. Every layer of concrete, brick, packed earth, or heavy building material you put between yourself and the outside dramatically reduces the amount of radiation that reaches you. A wood frame home offers some protection, but a basement surrounded by earth or the center of a large brick or concrete building offers far more. The goal is to surround yourself with as much mass as possible on all sides, above and below. Why speed saves lives? Every second you delay increases your radiation exposure. Someone who takes shelter within a few minutes may receive only a small fraction of the radiation dose compared to someone who waits or wanders outside for 15 or 20 minutes. That difference can be the difference between mild exposure and a fatal dose. Do not stop to gather belongings, look for others outside, or investigate what happened. Move indoors first, then assess the situation from safety. Acting fast and calmly during these first critical minutes is the most powerful survival decision you can make. Deadly mistakes: what not to do. In the chaos and confusion after a nuclear detonation, human instinct often works against survival. Some of the most natural reactions people have are also the most deadly. Knowing these mistakes ahead of time can help you override panic and make smart choices. There are two major errors that turn a survivable situation into a fatal one. Mistake 1: running outside to watch. Curiosity is a powerful and dangerous instinct. When a bright flash lights up the sky or a distant boom shakes the ground, many people's first reaction is to run outside or to a window to see what happened. This is one of the deadliest things you can do. Going outside exposes you directly to fallout dust and intense radiation during the exact window when it is most concentrated. Standing near windows is also risky because a delayed blast wave can shatter glass, causing serious injuries. There is nothing to see that is worth your life. The mushroom cloud and the destruction will still be there later, but by then the immediate radiation threat will have dropped significantly. Resist the urge to look. Get away from windows and move inward and downward instead. Mistake 2: trying to drive away. The second deadly mistake is jumping in your car and trying to flee the area. It feels logical to want to escape, but in the immediate aftermath, this is often a trap that puts you in far greater danger. First, roads will quickly become gridlocked as thousands of other people have the same idea. You could end up stuck in traffic, sitting still, and completely exposed. Second, a car offers very little protection from radiation. The thin metal and glass of a vehicle do almost nothing to shield you from fallout particles, unlike the thick walls of a sturdy building. Third, and perhaps most dangerous, you have no reliable way of knowing which direction the fallout plume is traveling. You could drive directly into the path of the heaviest fallout, dramatically increasing your exposure. In nearly every case, staying put inside a solid structure is far safer than attempting to flee in the first hours after a blast. Fallout radiation weakens quickly over time. By sheltering in place, you allow the most dangerous radiation to fade before you ever step outside. Save any evacuation for later, and only when official emergency guidance tells you it is safe to do so. Decontamination, washing off the threat. If you were caught outdoors during or shortly after the blast, there is a strong chance that radioactive dust has settled on your clothing, skin, and hair. This contamination continues to expose you to radiation as long as it stays on your body, and it can spread to others around you. Removing it quickly is one of the most effective things you can do to reduce your radiation dose. The good news is that decontamination is simple and does not require special equipment. Speed and gentleness are the keys. Step 1. Remove your outer clothing. Your first move should be to carefully remove your outer layer of clothing. This single step can eliminate up to 90% of the radioactive contamination on your body, because most fallout particles cling to your clothes rather than your skin. Remove clothing slowly and carefully to avoid shaking dust loose into the air or onto your skin. Peel garments away from your face and body, turning them inside out as you go if possible. Once removed, place the contaminated clothing inside a plastic bag, seal it tightly, and move it as far away from people as you can, ideally to a distant corner or outside the living area. Do not touch these items again until it is safe. Step 2. Wash your body. After removing contaminated clothing, wash any exposed skin and hair with soap and warm water. Be gentle. Do not scrub harshly, because breaking or scratching the skin can allow radioactive material to enter your body. Use a soft touch and let the soap and water do the work of lifting particles away. When washing your hair, use shampoo but avoid using conditioner. This is important because conditioner can actually bind radioactive particles to your hair, making them harder to remove. Rinse thoroughly. Do not forget the small details. Gently blow your nose to clear out any particles you may have inhaled. Carefully wipe your eyelids, eyelashes, and ears with a clean, damp cloth. These areas trap dust easily and are often overlooked. If a full shower is not possible, use a wet wipe or damp cloth to clean exposed skin, always wiping in one direction rather than scrubbing back and forth. Once you are clean, put on fresh clothing that was stored inside, away from any fallout. Completing decontamination quickly and correctly significantly lowers your risk and protects everyone sheltering with you. Hunkering down, sealing in and stocking up. Once you are safely inside and decontaminated, your focus shifts to sealing your shelter, staying put, staying informed, and making sure you have the supplies you need to wait it out. This phase is about patience and preparation. Sealing your shelter. To keep fallout dust from drifting inside, seal off entry points as best you can. Use plastic sheeting and duct tape to cover windows, doors, and any vents or gaps where air might sneak in. Close and seal fireplace dampers as well. The goal is to create a barrier that keeps radioactive particles out of your living space. Keep ventilation in mind, though. You still need to breathe. If you have a way to filter incoming air, use it. Otherwise, seal the room you are sheltering in and only open things briefly if fresh air becomes absolutely necessary. In most cases, a well-sealed interior room will hold enough breathable air for the sheltering period. How long to stay inside? You should plan to shelter in place for at least 24 hours, and ideally longer, up to 48 to 72 hours, until official guidance tells you it is safe to come out. The reason is simple and encouraging: radiation levels drop rapidly over time. Fallout loses much of its intensity within the first 24 hours, and even more over the following days. By waiting, you allow the most dangerous radiation to fade before you ever step outside. Do not leave early out of boredom or impatience. Waiting is one of the most powerful ways to protect yourself. Stay informed with a radio. During a nuclear event, the power grid and cell phone networks may be down or overwhelmed. That is why a battery-powered or hand-crank radio is one of your most valuable tools. It allows you to receive emergency broadcasts, official instructions, and updates on when it is safe to leave. Without reliable communication, you are guessing. With a radio, you have a lifeline to critical information. Keep it close and check for updates regularly. Essential supplies to have ready. Preparation before disaster strikes is what makes sheltering survivable. Gather and store these essential supplies now, so you are ready if the moment ever comes: bottled water, At least 1 gallon per person per day non-perishable food that requires no cooking flashlights and plenty of extra batteries, a well-stocked first aid kit, any necessary prescription medications, potassium iodide tablets to help protect the thyroid, sanitation and hygiene items, including trash bags and moist wipes, duct tape and plastic sheeting for sealing your shelter, a battery-powered or hand-crank radio, copies of important documents in a waterproof container. With these supplies in place and a clear plan in your mind, you can face a frightening event with confidence rather than panic. Remember the core message that ties all of this together: get inside, stay informed. A nuclear event is a terrifying thought, but survival is far more possible than most people realize. The blast may be beyond your control, but your response is not. By acting fast to get inside, adding mass between yourself and the fallout, avoiding deadly mistakes, decontaminating quickly, and hunkering down with the right supplies, you dramatically increase your chances of coming through safely. Preparation is not about living in fear. It is about replacing panic with a plan. Take time now to gather supplies and talk with your family so everyone knows what to do. When seconds count, knowledge and readiness are your greatest protection. Keep the mantra close: get inside, stay informed.